Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into the world of educational technology.
Oh, hashtag tech.
Yeah, hashtag edtech. And we're using Gary Ackerman's blog post as a jumping off point.
Okay.
It's called Four Prepositions Framing hashtag edtech. And basically, we're going to unpack these four prepositions and look at how they play out in classrooms.
Cool.
So
I like this idea of a framework.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it does feel like a lot of fuzziness around using technology in education.
Exactly. It's like, are we using it well? Are we not using it well? What does that even mean?
Right, right.
So let's just jump right in with the first one.
Okay.
Teaching about computers.
Oh.
This is kind of like going back to the early days of computers in schools.
Like the nuts and bolts,
yeah.
Like learning, you know, input, output devices.
It seems so obvious now.
Right.
But
and it was important back then to really understand how those worked.
Yeah.
And of course, programming was a huge part of that too.
Oh, yeah.
From like the early basic languages to the visual programming we see with like Scratch today.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's all about control and manipulation of the computer.
So even then they recognize that you can't just teach about computers in a vacuum.
Right.
Like Ackerman points out, it's kind of meaningless if students don't have access to actual computers.
Yeah, it's like trying to teach someone to drive a car but never letting them behind the wheel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit to the second preposition.
Okay.
Teaching by computers.
Okay.
So now the computers are stepping into the role of the instructor.
Like those math drills and spelling quizzes.
And like the typing games.
Yes. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. Some of those are very addictive.
Oh, totally. And then you get into more sophisticated applications like simulations for science experiments or adaptive test prep programs that tailor the difficulty to each student's progress.
So the technology is actually driving the instruction, responding to student input.
Right.
And even deciding what they should learn next.
You bet.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You know, I've observed classrooms where like every student was engrossed in a math website.
Oh, wow.
And it was definitely engaging. But it made me wonder, like, is this the best way to use this technology?
Yeah.
You know, are there better ways to encourage collaboration?
Yep.
Or like deeper understanding?
That's a good point. Because while like personalized practice is valuable.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for those dynamic interactions that happen in a classroom.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So are you ready for preposition number three?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Teaching via computers.
Via.
So this one, I think, sometimes gets misunderstood.
Yeah. It's where computers are kind of acting as substitutes for existing tools.
Okay.
But without fundamentally changing how things are done.
So like using a word processor instead of a typewriter.
Exactly.
But then just printing out the final document anyway.
Yeah. Ackerman has a great example in his blog post.
Oh, yeah.
About visiting a school where students were typing essays on computers, only to print them out at the end.
So the computer just became a very expensive typewriter.
A glorified typewriter, exactly.
There's that example, too, of like the teacher using a fancy document camera to project student work when a whiteboard would have done the trick.
Right. It's not about using the newest, shiniest tech.
Yeah.
It's about choosing the right tool for the job.
It's like just having digital devices doesn't magically make learning better or more effective.
Totally.
So this brings us to our final preposition.
Okay, let's hear it.
Teaching with computers.
Ah, this is the good stuff.
This is what people often mean when they talk about technology integration.
Right.
Where computers become tools for accessing, manipulating, analyzing, creating information.
It goes beyond just being the object of study or a delivery method.
Yeah.
It's like they become true partners in the learning process.
And this applies beyond the classroom too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Think about workplace training, online learning, even just like personal learning, you know?
Yeah.
Recognizing this model helps you evaluate how effectively the technology is being used.
So it's like the difference between just reading about a historical event and then like using online archives and digital mapping tools to conduct your own investigation.
You got it. Ackerman really drives this point home. Even today, using computers can be such a broad, meaningless term.
Yeah.
But these prepositions, they give us a framework to think about the purposeful role of ICT.
The why.
Yes, the why.
Oh, okay. So we've kind of laid out these four prepositions.
Okay.
But before we dive into what this all means for you, dear listener.
Yes.
I'm curious, when you've seen teaching by computers in action,
okay,
what are your thoughts on its effectiveness? I know you mentioned seeing those students engrossed in a math website, but
yeah, I mean, while I had some reservations about the lack of interaction in that specific instance, we can't discount the potential benefits, you know. These programs can offer personalized feedback.
Oh, yeah.
And adjust to a student's pace in ways that might be difficult for a teacher managing a whole classroom.
That's true.
And by freeing up the teacher's time, it allows for more one-on-one support or small group work, which could potentially address those very interaction concerns.
I like that. It's like the technology,
yeah,
when used strategically, can actually complement and enhance the role of the teacher.
Exactly. Not replace it.
Not replace it.
It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
And using the right tools for the right moments.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've covered teaching about by, via, and with computers.
I've hit all the prepositions.
But Ackerman leaves us with a really interesting question at the end of his post.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
He asks, what would a fifth preposition be?
Ooh.
One that captures how technology is changing the learning landscape even further.
It makes you think about the future of hashtag EdTech, you know?
Like, how are we moving beyond simply using computers to something more?
Right. Like, what does that even look like? What's next?
Well, we're already seeing personalized learning experiences powered by AI.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine every student having a virtual tutor that adapts to their learning style and needs.
It's like something out of science fiction,
yeah,
becoming a reality.
And then there's virtual and augmented reality.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Think about immersing students in ancient Rome or taking them on a virtual field trip to the ocean floor.
Oh, that would be amazing.
We could bring history and science to life in a whole new way.
Exactly. And it's not just about the technology itself, but how we use it to create meaningful experiences for learners.
Right.
Maybe this fifth preposition is about empowering students to take control of their own learning.
Oh, love that.
You know, giving them the agency to explore their passions and create something new.
So it's almost like moving from teaching with to learning with.
Yeah, like a true partnership where technology is facilitating exploration, creativity, and self-directed learning.
That's a huge shift.
It is. It really highlights this idea that as we navigate all this new educational technology,
yeah,
we have to keep the learner at the center.
The learner at the center.
How can we use these tools to really empower them, you know, to make learning not just engaging, but truly meaningful and impactful?
These are big questions.
They are big questions.
For educators and for anyone who's learning and adapting in this digital world.
Exactly. And I don't think we have all the answers right now.
Right.
But Ackerman's four prepositions and this hypothetical fifth one,
yeah,
they give us a starting point.
A framework.
Yeah. To critically examine these new technologies and think about their potential.
Not just as gadgets, but as tools for empowering learners.
Exactly.
I think that's a key takeaway for our listeners today.
Absolutely.
It's not enough to just have the latest tech. We have to be intentional about how we use it.
And what we want to achieve with it. You know, I encourage everyone listening to apply these prepositions to your own experiences.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
When you see technology being used in education,
yeah,
ask yourself, which preposition fits? What's the purpose?
It's a good way to become more aware of how technology is shaping learning.
And, you know, as we wrap up,
yeah,
I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
Love it.
We're all learning and figuring this out together.
Exactly.
So be curious, explore new ideas, and don't be afraid to think outside the box when it comes to technology and learning.
It's like you might just discover that fifth preposition.
Maybe.
And help shape the future of hashtag EdTech.
That's what makes this field so exciting.
Yeah.
It's always evolving, always pushing the boundary.
Always learning.
Yeah, we're all on this journey of discovery together, figuring out how to use technology to create a better future for learning.
You know, it really is an exciting time to be involved in education and technology.
It is.
I think for me, what really sticks out from this conversation,
yeah,
is that technology itself isn't the answer.
It's not a magic solution, right?
Right.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used effectively or ineffectively.
That's a good way to put it.
It all comes down to the purpose and the skill of the user.
So as we look ahead to the future of hashtag EdTech and all the possibilities.
All the possibilities. It's kind of mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing.
But it's crucial to remember those four prepositions that Ackerman laid out.
They really do give us a framework.
Yeah. For evaluating, you know, is this technology being used well? Is it actually helping learning?
They remind us to think about the why.
The why.
Behind the how.
Yes. The why behind the how.
When it comes to technology in the classroom.
Or any learning environment, really.
Exactly. So I encourage you, dear listener.
Yes.
To apply these prepositions to your own experiences.
Absolutely.
When you see technology being used in education, Ask yourself which preposition fits.
Yeah, what's the intention?
What's the intention?
Yeah.
It's a great way to become more aware of how technology is shaping how we learn and teach.
It really is.
So as we wrap up,
yeah,
I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay, I'm ready.
Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
I love that.
We're all on this journey of discovery together.
We are.
So be curious, explore new ideas, think outside the box. When it comes to using technology to create really meaningful learning experiences.
And who knows, you might be the one to discover that fifth preposition.
Ooh, that's a good point.
And help shape the future of hashtag EdTech.
Well, that's the beauty of this field.
It is.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
And we're all writing the next chapter together.
We are.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of hashtag EdTech.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.